Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening to Sports Day, and we're here for Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally in 2021. Of course, for Wilson Homes, who believe in great design, so you love being home. Speaking of which, Frank Panisi, the general manager of the Melbourne Storm, I'm sure would love to be home, but he's got far more important things on his mind than where he's sleeping at night. The Melbourne Storm again have got themselves through to a prelim final against Penrith. It's on at 4 p.m. tomorrow as part of a massive day of sport for all of us Melburnians. Frank, the Godfather, joins us. Frank, you're getting used to these things, but you must still get toey prior to a prelim final.
Yeah, g'day, Jared. No, absolutely. I mean, it's we're really proud that tomorrow's our seventh consecutive prelim, but it's just like, you know, each one, doesn't matter how you've been in there, there's a... This is a tough one because these are ones you don't want to lose. I mean, you get so close to a grand final to lose prelims. You know, thankfully we've won more than we've lost, but we've experienced losing them, and it's not a great feeling. So I think that feeling in itself spurs a lot of the players on. We were in a position in 2019, we had a terrific year, but fell short at the prelim, and it was still burning in the boys' minds.
Last time you played the Panthers, round 20, not that long ago, you gave them a nice old touch-up. So how do you prepare knowing that that counts for nothing?
Oh, it counts nothing for a number of reasons. One, it was nearly 2 months ago, but they did have a few players out that day in fairness to Penrith, and including their main player, Nathan Cleary, who's, with Tom Trbojevic, the best player in the game at the moment. So he was a big out that day. And having said that, he was out in their round two game when they beat us on the bell up at Penrith Park as well. So, they can certainly win without him as well. But, yeah, that one, they had a few out that day. We played extremely well. It was on Suncorp at the same time, a 4 o'clock game. So we're used to playing at 4 o'clock at Suncorp, albeit it was a little bit cooler that day than it will be tomorrow. But we'll take something out of that game, but certainly, you know, we're not going to get too carried away with that win.
Tell us about the 4 o'clock start. Why is it penciled in, or is it structured for 4 p.m.?
Well, the game was, as always, the second prelim is always on the Saturday night at 7:50. But once it became obvious that the AFL Grand Final was going to be played at that time, the NRL made a decision. In some ways, it was a controversial decision moving the game to a Saturday afternoon. But I think, you know, when the AFL Grand Final is one of the big sporting events of the Australian sporting calendar, so I think the NRL made a very sensible and smart decision rather than putting their head in the sand and trying to go head to head with such a big event. I think by playing at 4 o'clock, I think it was the most sensible decision. I think most people in rugby league, Jared, agreed with the decision.
Yes, I did forget about that, and I would absolutely concur. And I would hope that the AFL would do exactly the same thing. I actually get frustrated, Frank, even though, as you know, when I went up along with a lot of guys in 86, it was this us-against-them mentality. And in some respects, you know, there is still competition to be the biggest sport in the land. But, I mean, in reality, we have coexisted for a long, long, long time, and we're going to coexist for another 100 years. So, you know, knocking the administration, who's made a smart decision, to me, says a lot about those critics and the chip on the shoulder they've got.
Yeah, Jared, you couldn't imagine the NBA or the baseball or whoever going head-to-head with the Super Bowl. They wouldn't do it. And that's in a country which has got a lot more people than we do. And so it's just a very, very smart decision, I think. We live in uncertain times, and basically things, the AFL Grand Final was changing itself, the day of it and everything else. So we never anticipated this. So, I think, you know, it is. It's a smart decision. That's the way sport should go forward in this country. We've got to work together rather than trying to compete against each other all the time.
A couple of injury pluses. Josh Addo-Carr back from a hamstring and Brandon Smith starts at hooker after what looked like he was going to be out with a serious injury, but cleared of a facial fracture. So that was really good news.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that tomorrow's our 26th game of the season, and it's the first time that we've been able to pick our very best team. We've basically got everyone available that would make the 17. There's no players that we can say would be out, and there's no players even carrying injuries, which at this time of year is quite remarkable when you think it's been such a tough season. Josh, we could have played him at a pinch 2 weeks ago against Manly, but given that it was an elimination, we didn't want to risk it, and I think that's paid. Our medical staff should be congratulated on staying strong on that, and so should the coach. And thankfully, Brandon had no injury whatsoever. So we go in the game. We've had a great preparation, and if we don't get the business done tomorrow, there's certainly no excuses regarding our preparation or the team that we could field.
So you've spoken about Cleary. Who else would you be keeping an eye on and put the cooler on if, in fact, they start getting hot?
The team just came in through now, and a player that was missing from last week is their State of Origin winger, Brian Tohu. He's a big player for him in terms of he starts their sets at the back from their kick returns. He's the most aggressive ball runner in the game at the moment in terms of bringing the ball back. He starts their sets and gets some momentum. So he's a player that on our kicks downfield, our chase has got to be strong. We've just got to watch him around dummy half because he certainly sets the platform for Cleary to work his magic. So he's probably a player. And the big Fijian kick-out, he's also been under injury cloud. He's just been named as well in their 19. So again, he's another player that's similar to Tohu, gets him go forward. So look, they've got lots of other exceptional players, but those three in particular probably cause us the most danger.
Penrith's, they're built on power, yardage of their forwards. They've got an ironclad defence, which is almost what you need to go anywhere in any sport these days. And Nathan Cleary's kicking game obviously sets them up. Do you see it, given that they're so strong in defence, do you see it being a high-scoring game or do you see it being a pretty tight one?
Oh, definitely a tight game. I think there could be some points in this, even though both teams are the two best defensive teams in the competition, and both statistically, and I think we both are, there's no doubt about it. But given it's a 4 o'clock kickoff, they're expecting 29 degrees tomorrow here in Brisbane. It's a fast-track Suncorp. I think we're going to see some points. I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring event. I think both teams have got plenty of points in them, as well as being good defensive teams. They can both attack. So I think, yeah, it will be tight, but it'll be a high-scoring, tight game, which it will make for great viewing for the people watching it at the stadium and millions watching it on TV.
And what of the other prelim final? How do you see that unfolding?
Yeah, I just got asked that question by our staff. I was on a Zoom with our staff back in Melbourne, and it's a genuine 50-50. Look, South Sydney having the week off is always a plus, but Manly, except for their performance 2 weeks ago, they've been in red-hot form over the last 6 weeks. And I mentioned Nathan Cleary. Well, they've got a player called Tommy Trbojevic, which did a great job containing him. He was unbelievable against the Roosters last week when they beat him by 40. So if they can't contain Tommy Trbojevic tonight, I think they'll struggle beating Manly. But, you know, South are coached by the master, Wayne Bennett, who knows how to win big finals games. So I'm going to just go Manly just in I wouldn't say it's an upset, but probably I think they'll win.
Well, let's hope we're talking again next week, Frank. Big extended preview of a grand final, but you've got some work to do, clearly, up against the Panthers. But so far, so good. We wish you well, and fingers crossed for tomorrow night or tomorrow at 4 p.m. All the best.
Thanks, yeah. We're very excited, and thanks for all your support. And look forward to speaking to you next week.
Fantastic, Frank. I'm sure we will be. Frank Panisi from the Melbourne Storm. The Best of Sports Day this week is up next.